Go for Sheldon.
Yes, Sheldon.
Hi, William. How are you? I am so sorry I wasn't able to call you on time. I had a few problems. I reached the office a bit late, so yeah. Is this a good time? Can we talk?
Sure. Yeah.
So I was talking to Ethan about, since I recently, started taking over this project and we're dealing with this now. So I want to confirm, according to his knowledge, you already have the ISBN copyrights for your book, correct?
Say again.
You already have the ISBN for your book, right?
Yes, we do.
Can you kindly provide me that ISBN? Because the file he has sent me, I can't find any ISBN relative. Like, it has relative
Okay,
information for ISBN, but it doesn't have a number.
I'll send you the information on the ISBN.
Okay. Also, relative to the copyrights, is there a document that you have you can forward to us so we can, plug in the information so when we're gonna finish the book, we can, make relative adjustments to the start pages so there is a proper documented copyright section.
Right. Okay.
Perfect.
Good.
Can you kindly send the information today so I can get that process rolling? That's the very important thing I want to talk
Yeah,
about, because without
as
that,
soon
publishing really can't be done, you know?
as I hang up, I'll forward the information on the ISBN numbers that I have purchased and so forth, and who the teacher registering with and all that. I'll forward that to. I had forwarded that to way back when we first started, so apparently that all didn't keep it or whatever. But I'll re-forward it again. Okay.
Okay, no problem.
Because what happened was, I back in oh, it's about 15 years or so ago, I purchased some of the new ISBN and old ISBN numbers because we were doing other publications, and
I
give the instructions. And so they're still valid, except that they have to be used and registered with that agent that registers them. So I'll send you that information all again.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Also, remember to send me the copyright documents so I can log in the information accordingly and see if it's for its validation. Okay?
Okay, now remember, these numbers have not been used. They are
I
available.
understand. I understand.
So
That's
I
what I want
haven't
to check
used.
because Ethan told me in the numbers that he found were basically just sample numbers. So I want to confirm if those ISBNs are genuine. If they're not, I'll let you know. If they are,
Good.
we'll work with them accordingly, okay?
Great.
So
Okay.
perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Now, we were talking, I read, through the chapters, and I made some little changes because I wanted to, since we were talking about the main character's family, Warren's family, I did want to expand on, what his older brothers were doing during the 40s when the war started. So I made some reference about that they were Tuskegee Airmen at Tuskegee University. But when you get to that point.
The kid, you're talking about the draft you sent me, right? You said you sent some
Right.
clarifications
Yes.
and some adjustments. Yes, I forwarded those to the writers as well. I'm also giving it a
Okay.
read myself as well. But it's been a rather tough few weeks because since I was ill for like 3 weeks. So
Well,
just, so much backlog has piled up. So it's just slow,
gotcha.
slow.
Okay. No
Yeah.
problem.
I'll
Okay,
send you a
so
proper response relative to the changes that you've made, and I'll also get you the next draft probably by the start of next week, so we can start working from there piece by piece, okay?
great.
Perfect,
Okay.
perfect. That's all I wanted to talk about. Just
Okay.
send me the information, and I'll confirm accordingly. And once I confirm its validation, we'll have another call session to discuss, okay?
Okay. Thank
Perfect,
you.
William. Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.